This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and in the studio with me, I have, yes, our poet laureate, Mr. Bill Merck.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, wait. Say that again.
Thank you for having me here. Always a pleasure.
And we are glad to have you here. He has come to tell us some stuff that is happening, but we are going to give you a music interlude and then be right back with that information. So please stay tuned here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Hello, we're back. This is Ms. G and Bill Merck, and we're bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTO 104.3. But before we get started on reading you wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things, Bill is here to tell us about Wush Kanadi Yees to host the first Poetry Slam of the seventh season on December 16th, but he's going to tell you more.
Great. Thank you. First of all, happy holidays to you and everyone here at the station.
You too.
Appreciate that. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Hope everybody's safe and sound and warm, and hoping those clouds roll in pretty soon so we can get a little snow and things might warm up a little bit. So, yes, we do have our first slam of the season, of season seven. It's taking place this Friday at Downtown Heritage on Front Street. Heather's allowed us to come in and perform and do our things. We're very excited about that. Sign-ups are going to be at 6:30 as usual, and the event will start promptly at 7. Typically, we have room for 8 poets, so the first 8 who get there who want to slam should bring 3 original works that they'll perform by themselves with no music. We'll have judges, and we'll run through the whole program.
It's very exciting. I love that space. It's great. It's close by. I would like to say I'm going to be there, but, you know, had some back issues. So we'll see. We'll see. If I get hopped up on enough coffee, I can do it. Anyway, I hope everyone makes it, though. Poetry Slams are fun, and that was where I saw one of the funniest, I think.
Who was that?
The Poetry Slam at Heritage. It was hilarious. It was very close-knit. Everybody was just sort of sitting on one side of the room, and there was your DJ was there, and he was making funny little quippy music, and it was almost like, I want to say, like a poetry writing camp of people who were not all doing the poetry, but we were just having a fun time. It was like a skit joke night. It was.
That can happen.
It can happen.
We've had that happen.
You have. Every time I've been to it, you have. I've enjoyed it very much. So, as I said, we have some fun things to read for you tonight, and Mr. Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Has something he would like to read, and so I'm going to let him tell us what that is and get started.
You want me to start? Okay. Happy birthday, James Wright. Today is James Wright's birthday, so I wanted to read a poem of his. I think it was written in 1964. It's called Northern Pike. All right. Try this, then. Everybody I know and care for and everybody else is going to die in a loneliness I can't imagine and a pain I don't know. We had to go on living. We untangled the net. We slit the body of this fish open from the hinge of the tail to a place beneath the chin that I wish we could sing of. I would just as soon we let the living go on living. An old poet whom we believe in said the same thing. And so we paused among the dark cattails and prayed for the muskrats, for the ripples below their tails, for the little movements that we knew the crawdads were making underwater. For the right-hand wrist of my cousin, who is a policeman, we prayed for the game warden's blindness. We prayed for the road home. We ate the fish. There must be something very beautiful in my body. I am so happy. James Wright.
That was very nice. I like that.
Fishing poem for you.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back with more poetry for you here at Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Mark, Poet Laureate of Judo English Canadien. Please stay tuned. Hello there. We're still here in the studio here at KTO 104.3, and we're giving you Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Mark from Wishkin IDE. And Bill actually gave me a poem. He gave me a lot of poems, but this is one I really liked, and so I really wanted to read it for you tonight. It's by Leonard Cohen. It's called Religious Statues. After a while, I started playing with dolls. I love their peaceful expressions. They all had their places in a corner of room 315. I would say to myself, it doesn't matter that Leonard can't breathe, that he is hopelessly involved in the panic of the situation. I'd light a cigarette and a stick of Nag Champa. Both would burn too fast in the draft of the ceiling fan. Then I might say something like, thank you for the terms of my life, which make it so painlessly clear that I am powerless to do anything, and I'd watch CNN the rest of the night, but now from a completely different point of view. Religious Statues by Leonard Cohen.
Very nice.
Yes, and thank you for that. You're always making my life broader, more fun. Do you have something you want else you'd like to read for us?
Actually, before I did that, I want to talk about another event that's coming up in January, if I could. Again, in Season 7, we have the format of open mics, poetry slams, and writing workshops.
Mm-hmm.
January, I believe it's the 15th, yes, Sunday, January 15th, we're going to be hosting a writing workshop out at the Valley Library.
Oh, nice.
In the conference room.
Okay.
There'll be room for, I believe, 12 to 15 people. We'll get more information out to everybody.
Okay.
I just want to try and put that on everybody's calendar. If you're interested in sitting down with some Wishkanadei writers and students of all abilities, all ages, please come out and join us.
Great. And so it's an all-day?
It's 3 hours. It's going to be from 1 to 4.
Okay.
And there will be a price for that, but I don't know exactly what that's going to be yet.
Okay. So it's probably pre-registration is needed.
Usually, yeah. When we've done these in the past, we ask people to sign up early so we can get a head count and help get the room set up. So.
Okay. And usually you can find that stuff on your Facebook page.
We'll get that out probably in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
With the holidays going on, there's a lot on Facebook right now, but we'll try and get that out there for everybody to take a look at.
Great. So put a pin in that because that's happening. That's coming up. So we're going to give you a little music, and then Bill is going to let me know what he wants to read next. So stay tuned. Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Mark. And we're back. This is Ms. G and Bill Murph from Mushk 98, and he has a poem for us. What are you going to read?
This is a poem from a book I just discovered. I believe it's a Walt Whitman. Sorry.
It's okay.
Winner from 2016 by Sajana McCrae. The book is entitled Rapture. The poem is called Night Sweats. You sleep as I imagine a superhero flies, one arm straight, one leg cocked, skimming the froth of the cumulonimbus. Beads of rain break against your skin, speeding home. As if Metropolis wasn't enough, the subconscious plunders to be remembered. Again, you are otherworldly, sleeping in another tongue. When you awake, you spiral back and seem so utterly fragile. Your name should have been Clark. Sajana.
I like that. Superman.
A Superman poem.
Yeah, it is. I like that. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little music, and then I'm going to come back with one of my faves. And it is actually a poem with some music. Sort of like a song. Anyway, stay tuned. This is Telly Tells with Ms. G. And I have my guest, Bill Mark from Wichita DA. And this is KTO 104.3. And we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And as I told you before the break, I have a poem I want to play for you guys. It is a poem, a song. It's amazing. It's by Gil Scott-Heron, and it's called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Enjoy.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Potter, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a jump in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
That was awesome. That was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. And we were just sitting here going, oh my goodness, it's still awesome, still relevant. That's not necessarily a good thing. But I'm so glad it's been recorded.
Oh my gosh, it is so iconic. It is just amazing.
It really is.
It's fabulous stuff.
Yeah. So, Bill wants to tell us, the Poet Laureate, by the way, was Canadier and Juno, wants to tell us what's going on this Friday.
Well, there's lots going on this Friday. You mean in the world of Wish Canada 8?
That's
oh,
one.
Oh, that, yeah. We're having another poetry slam. It's going to be at the Heritage downtown Front Street. Heather's opened up the doors for us, going to let us come in there and rearrange the room a little bit. Hope to be bringing our musical guest, Jacob, as always.
Oh, yay.
Hope to have 8 folks there to read and hope to fill the house with lots of folks who want tasty treats and some coffee. Please, no blended drinks.
No.
That tends to get in the way of things, but yeah. Heritage has lots of options.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. It's the first slam of season 7. The winner of the event will win an invitation to participate in our Grand Slam in October.
Great.
So we're looking forward to this very much.
Wow. So it's going to be almost a year for the Grand Slam.
Yep. It'll be in October of 2017.
Wow.
So here's your opportunity to get to be the first one on the list.
Yeah, definitely. That will be awesome. I'm very excited. The slams are so fun. It's almost like people relax more at the slams. They do the open mics.
I could see that.
They're like, well, we've made it this far.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It just seems very fun. I always, when people ask me, I describe them as skits because they remind me of just fun skits. And they're one person acted normally, except you did one with you and Daniel.
Daniel Kantak and I did that. Yeah, we've done that before.
So,
sometimes it turns into a 3-act play. You never know what you're going to get.
You're always entertained. You always learn something new. I usually write down words I want to look up later and use in a sentence to really wow people. So, you see, go take kids because they're fun and they learn stuff.
They are all ages, all abilities.
Yeah.
So everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Sign up at 6:30. Event's going to start promptly at 7.
There you go. And you know, if you do want that blended drink, get there earlier because these people who are running Heritage are closing up. They want to get cashed out and get started to shut down after we get settled for the Poetry Slam.
The event will run about an hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get in out of the cold, have a cup of coffee, and maybe meet some new people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always fun people to meet there. Everybody's there for the same reason, have fun on a Friday night with poetry and music. So, okay. So we've got another poem coming out that I want to play for you now. It's by Rita Dove, and it's called Parsley. And we were listening to it before the show and really enjoyed it, and I hope you will as well. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G and my guest, Bill Merck from Whoosh Canadier, the Poet Laureate of Juno. So I hope you're enjoying the show.
The Cane Fields. There is a parrot imitating spring in the palace, its feathers parsley green. Out of the swamp the cane appears to haunt us, and we cut it down. El General searches for a word. He is all the world there is. like a parrot imitating spring, we lie down screaming as rain punches through and we come up green. We cannot speak an R. Out of the swamp, the cane appears, and then the mountain we call in whispers, Catalina. The children gnaw their teeth to arrowheads. There is a parrot imitating spring. El General has found his word, Perejil. Who says it lives. He laughs, teeth shining out of the swamp. The cane appears in our dreams, lashed by wind and streaming. And we lie down. For every drop of blood, there is a parrot imitating spring. Out of the swamp, the cane appears. The Palace. The word the general's chosen is parsley. It is fall, when thoughts turn to love and death. The general thinks of his mother, how she died in the fall, and he planted her walking cane at the grave, and it flowered, each spring stolidly forming four star blossoms. The general pulls on his boots. He stomps to her room in the palace, the one without curtains, the one with a parrot in a brass ring. As he paces, he wonders, who can I kill today? And for a moment, the little knot of screams is still. The parrot, who has traveled all the way from Australia in an ivory cage, is coy as a widow, practicing spring. Ever since the morning his mother collapsed in the kitchen while baking skull-shaped candies for the Day of the Dead, the general has hated sweets. He orders pastries brought up for the bird. They arrive, dusted with sugar, on a bed of lace. The knot in his throat starts to twitch. He sees his boots the first day in battle, splashed with mud and urine, as a soldier falls at his feet, amazed. How stupid he looked at the sound of artillery. I never thought it would sing, the soldier said, and died. Now the general sees the fields of sugar cane lashed by rain and streaming. He sees his mother's smile, the teeth gnawed to arrowheads. He hears the Haitians sing without R's as they swing the great machetes. Catalina, they sing. Catalina, mi madre, mi amor e muerte. God knows his mother was no stupid woman. She could roll an R like a queen. Even a parrot can roll an R. In the bare room, the bright feathers arch in a parody of greenery as the last pale crumbs disappear under the blackened tongue. Someone calls out his name in a voice so like his mother's, a startled tear splashes the tip of his right boot. My mother, my love in death. The general remembers the tiny green sprigs men of his village wore in their capes to honor the birth of a son. He will order many this time to be killed for a single beautiful word.
And hello there, this is Ms. G, and I'm giving you Telling Tales tonight with my guest, Bill Merck, from Wishka 98. And you've just heard Rita Dove, the amazing Rita Dove, recite the poem Parsley. Really awesome. I really enjoyed that. And Mr. Merck would like to read us a poem.
Yeah, I can do one more. I think there's time. This is called What Wouldn't We Give? What wouldn't we give to walk a backward route, each step pulling like a slipper from the sand, waves unrolling from the beach, white foam settling quietly back into each swell as the moon rose, blood red, into an April sky? What if, one day, deep in November, We were offered the chance of pulling from the earth some color thought lost forever. What risk wouldn't we take, given the chance that, if done with absolute belief, this kiss pressed softly into the combed hair of a loved one whose spirit was lost, or losing, or wandering off trail, that this touch would ease the path and gently bring them back, would breathe new dreams into their night. Thank you.
That is awesome. And that's an original one by you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that in my book?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It'll be in the next book, though.
Exciting. Okay. So, yes, and in case you're wondering, Bill, what is the name of your book? Did I put it away?
Which book?
The one that I brought in tonight.
Bright Silence?
Yes.
That's, yeah, from 2011.
2011. That was my first slam, I think. Yeah, because it's been about 5 years.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
See? So. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. You go to these slams. Well, it was a grand slam. Let me rephrase. Mm-hmm. Go to a grand slam, and sometimes there's swag. It's very cool.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because we do still have some shirts that we'll have available at Heritage on Friday. Some new season 7 shirts.
And they're how much?
I think they're
$20. $20?
You have been to too many events, my dear.
That's awesome.
That's how we know who's been and who hasn't.
They're great. They're awesome. However, I want to say they are awesome. I want another bag. My bag is getting full of wonderful poetry.
I'll pass that on to the boss and see if we can come up with something for next season.
Yes, need some bags. Okay, so we have time for one more poem. I'm going to read it. It is by one of our very dear, wonderful, nutty friends, Mike Christensen. I'm sorry, MC Literal. I'm sorry.
MC
How many
Literal.
Names?
You know, he'll answer to anything.
He will. If you just start snapping, he'll answer that. This is there. I don't have a title for this. I just think this is awesome. The Earth is spinning at 544 miles per hour in Juno, which is calculated by taking the cosine of the latitude, 58 degrees, 22 by 22, and multiplying it by the speed at the equator, 1,038 miles per hour. And it's obviously making you dizzy. Silly, silly girl. Why you use hard-boiled to egg the core? If it's Burrell stated, language is a virus, then what was once known as journalism, the normalization of the horrible, disguised as the drumbeat of the humdrum, the intensification of dissatisfaction, coupled with the escalation of angst. Both the trivial and the thoughtless wrapped in a warm tortilla of meaningless. It's true what they say when you assume you make a mass out of me and duh. Is the most pernicious pox of the lot. It's all magic beans, Jack. You cannot save daylight by flailing the arms of the clock around like a drunken windmill in a Taku breeze, like Peter Townsend on a tilting stage. It will get darker. It will get dark. Bottom of a mine shaft black for the next 50 days until the sun comes creeping back. You cannot save daylight. You cannot save anything. And get the frack off my lawn. That is such a mic.
You don't even have to tell me who wrote that.
I know, right? Okay, we're all about done, but we want to sell you one more time. This Friday, December 16th, there is a slam.
Yes.
At Heritage Coffee, which is down on Seward where the old McDonald's used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Big, pretty room full of coffee and treats and poets, lovely poets, going to give you fun stuff and stuff to think about, and you should show up a little bit before 6:30, I think. And then the sign-up is at 6:30, and the show starts promptly at 7, and get there and get a good seat and get some snacks and some coffee and have a wonderful time. Oh, and bring $20 because there's a t-shirt that you probably want to buy. And they do pass around a hat for donations because that's how they're fueled. So, you know, bring a couple dollars, a couple bucks, and just enjoy. It's
those
awesome.
Shirts will make great Christmas presents, I think.
I think so. I have a couple kids in my life that like to wear funny shirts that I give them, and they make great shirts. So check that out.
See you there.
All right, everybody. This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G, Poet Laureate of Juneau, Bill Merck.
Thank you.
And we all want to say good night and happy holidays and be safe.